Hello, ladies and folks. Today is the 21st of November, which means it's day 21 of Napod Pomo and Creativity X. Your assignment for today is reflected light. Now, don't go jumping off and taking a photograph without listening a bit more, because I mean something very specific about reflected light here. What I want you to do is to use some sort of reflector. Now, a reflector is simply used to catch some of the light that's entering a scene and bounce it back so that it goes back, preferably onto your subject, and lights it up. So if you were to look, for example, at the album art for this audio boo, I did a little sort of infinite white background setup on my desk here. I just got an A4 sheet of white paper, and put any old random subject in it. As it turns out, it was my baby monitor. I got a light on the left, and I held a white sheet of paper on the right. And if you look at the baby monitor, you can see the light is stronger on the left, because that's the side with the light on it. But if you look, there is a nice glow of light on the right-hand side of the baby monitor. I tilted the monitor ever so slightly towards that side in order to catch a little bit more of that reflected light. But what I've essentially done there is I've got light coming from both sides. So there's one on the left-hand side, there's light coming from the light source, and on the right-hand side, it's bouncing back off a white sheet of paper. I told you they were going to get hard. So this is your opportunity to grab a couple of sheets of white paper and have a go at that little desktop two light setup, or one light and one reflector setup. All you need is sheets of white paper though. You don't need anything cleverer than that. If you want to really go for it, if you want to be really clever about this, find a white wall and get a person to stand next to it or something like that, and just get some light from either a window or some sort of light source that you can control. Or even if you've got a nice low-in-the-sky sun, you could get the sunlight reflecting off the wall. In order to do that sort of thing in daylight, you do need to be fairly close to the wall, and the wall needs to be quite bright white for the effect to be very, very visible. Have a play with it. It's a bit more of an advanced lighting technique, but I do want you to think about where your light source is coming from. You can also, for example, use white reflectors under things, particularly under faces. If you put a white reflector under somebody's face, then you bring a lot of light back up to fill in shadow areas, and you quite often find you get shadow areas under the nose and around the eyes, particularly, you know, if you've got heavy eyebrows and stuff. It's a sort of a beauty technique for lighting beauty portraits. You do often find that the light fills those darker areas that, you know, we're used to seeing people's faces with shadows in those places because we're used to seeing people walking around in daylight where the sun shines down from above. So it's unusual to us to see consistent light all the way across the face, which is why it's such an attractive beauty technique. So give it a try. You can have the reflected light coming from any direction you like. Find something creative to do. If you can't think of anything else, just try my little desktop setup. Doesn't matter what you put in there. Georgina, yes, you can use your Ninja, but you're going to find it very hard to see the reflected light on a black surface. So if you can, choose something that's got a lighter coloured surface so that you can see that reflected light. All right, that's something to have a bit of fun with today. Let's have a look and see who's posted something. We've had entries from Luke Moreau and hang on a minute, let me go to my Creativity X thread, there we go, Georgina Allen, Jen Thorpe, I think we might have a new player in the game, Laurie Nation, I hope Laurie's listening, and Janelle Yates, Rob Allen, and Jen Thorpe, I think that might be everything. We had something yesterday from Mariandy, I don't know whether or not we mentioned those. Anyway, thank you for everybody that's taking part. As always, upload your images to Giggle Plus, tag them with #CreativityX, E-X, and I will comment on as many as I can. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.